Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
The Burt Show.
All right, so here we are, on January 11th, and for those of us that have stuck to dry January, you're starting to feel a thing or two, maybe. Either, Kristen and I had this talk the other day, either you're starting to feel like really, like there's a ripple effect on not drinking, or you have, like, it hasn't affected you whatsoever. For Kristen and I, there has certainly been, like, a ripple effect, right?
No, I mean, I can say honestly, dry January for me has been great so far. I've had no hankerings. I haven't had, like, oh, I can't do this or any, like, temptations. I can say up to this point, it's been fairly easy and thankfully. And also, I have seen what Bert and I were talking about, the ripple effect. So by not drinking, I catch myself, I'm eating better. Like, I'm eating healthier. Because, you know, if I drank, I ate crappily when I drank. And especially if I drank too much the next day, like that hangover food was like, we're getting Mexican, we're getting pizza, we're getting burgers, you know what I mean? And then so I'm eating better. And I'm also... I'm more active. I'm working out more. And I'm getting more stuff done around the house. Like, I am freaking flying through my to-do list. It's incredible because I have more focus.
Now, don't get it twisted. Like, it's not like we're all heavy drinkers in here.
No.
We're drinking, like, six drinks a night or anything like that. But for me, it was just getting habitual, having a drink
exactly
a night. And I have noticed it mostly in my sleep. I'm doing a couple of different things, but certainly in my sleep, which has a ripple effect for the rest of the day. And I also think, and I have been tempted a couple of times, not really strongly, but like last night I ended up at like this new Mexican restaurant that I never knew about it in my neighborhood. And it ended up being like a tequila and mezcal bar. And I'm like, I had no idea. Look at all these tequilas. Look at them all. So it's been little temptations like that. But I think for me, what it has made me realize again, along with a couple of other things, that small wins equal big happiness. And when I'm disciplined and I'm tempted to drink and I don't, it builds my confidence. It makes me feel really good about myself.
It's funny because it's the complete opposite for me. If I don't feel the need to drink, if I don't tell myself that I can't. The moment I say I'm not drinking all January, I want to drink so bad. But if I just treat it like it's normal, I've only had one drink this month. So it's like I don't care as much. If I'm not challenging myself.
That's not true. That's not true.
What?
You telling me, you said you had one drink this month?
So well, I drunk one day.
That's not the same.
I thought one was one.
No. One drink is not equivalent to one day.
No, you got a 64-ounce vodka. And he just drank it all day long.
Bottomless mimosas.
Here's where you're starting to find loopholes in dry January. I got a loophole for you guys I want to run by you also.
Okay.
Okay, so no, I'm not drinking alcohol in dry January. However, I did sample a THC drink the other day. You know what these are?
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the Reese's ones?
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure what they're called.
The Reese's ones are good. I've always wanted to try those.
So it's THC, which is perfectly legal, but it's based in like cannabis, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there's no, it's not like a weed drink, but it has THC in it, and it certainly gives you a little something. I'll tell you that.
So you have like a mellow feeling after you drink it.
A little mellow feeling after that. So it's not alcohol, but it is something within a drink. So is that a loophole?
No.
In dry January, or is that legal?
I think that's legal.
It's legal.
It's not alcohol.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Yeah.
That's all I needed.
Okay.
All
right. You don't have to hit the bell. You're still good.
Thank you for that. Kristen is already... Well, actually, before we even get into Kristen this weekend, Cassie's having a little bit of a tougher time.
It's strange because I haven't really felt the drive to drink during the week or anything like that. And I think maybe it was because I was making plans with my friends, Wynn and Jessica. We kind of do like winery dates and we'll take the kids and have a picnic at a winery and in the northern part of the state. And that night I had a dream and they were in it. We were hanging out and it was like New Year's Eve or something. and I wanted to drink, and my friend Wynn's like, it doesn't count, it's fine. And I woke up with a pounding headache. I felt hungover, and all I could think about was how I had to come into the show and say that I failed Dry January. I didn't have anything. It was a total dream. But what's weird is I've had this phenomenon happen before where you start dreaming about stuff that you're doing and you feel like a failure with like Whole 30 and diets, and they warn you that at some point when you've given up like a lot of sugar or whatever, your body will start dreaming about like eating Twinkies, stuff you would never even eat, because it wants that stuff so badly that you start dreaming about eating it and consuming it. So even though I've been able to do it fine during the day, because I've been doing it since like December 26th, I am dreaming about drinking and waking up like in the dream I have guilt, and I wake up with such guilt that I broke Dry January and have to come in here and tell you guys I failed. It's like really getting to me psychologically.
Now, I think Kristen should just ring the bell now for this weekend coming up. I mean, why even wait till Tuesday when we're back in here?
I know. All right. So here's the deal. And I'm willing to let you guys decide what I do. This coming weekend, for 24 hours, my husband and I are getting away, just the two of us. This will be the first time he and I are alone without Jimmy. He and I together. I have had business trips without Jimmy. I have taken Jimmy places and Bart's been without him. But the two of us together without our son has not happened since September of 2020.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Man.
That's the last time just the two of us went somewhere together, September of 2020.
Now, you've done dinners. I mean, yes. You'll go out, yeah, but as far as like spending the night out.
Exactly. Yeah. No, we've had date nights and things of that nature, but like a whole 24 hours somewhere or a weekend somewhere, just he and I, has not happened. This weekend, he and I are going to go away to the mountains for 24 hours. No dogs, no child, just my adoring husband and me. And we're doing Dry January.
Mm. We or just you?
He and I are both.
Oh,
yeah.
You both.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It would be lovely to be able to have a glass of champagne at this lovely, lovely hotel that we are staying at, have reservations at the hotel restaurant that night. But we're doing Dry January. So my question is, because it is a celebration of sorts, and not that you need alcohol to celebrate, we could do this weekend sans alcohol for sure. But we're together alone, and it's going to be real romantic.
So you have to drink to be around your husband?
100%. Get your drink on. I have already made plans for next weekend to drink because it's my cousin's bridal shower. I made it longer than Mo. You've made it longer than Mo.
Everybody made it longer than me.
Bert's out here drinking weed.
You damn bad.
Well, when you put it that way, yeah. Hand me the bell.
Okay.
Do your thing. Whatever, man. Do you really need it, though? I mean.
No, I don't. I sincerely don't. And I'm such a competitive person. You know what I mean? Like that January 31st deadline, like it means something. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Really does. Like you and I have a similar mentality that way. But it just, I feel like I'm putting so much pressure on myself. Like, it just would be nice to go and enjoy myself this weekend. And if I have, like, a glass of champagne, I have a glass of champagne.
Just take the pressure off and ring the bell right now.
It has
just
been since September of 2020. MLK would want you to have a drink.
The Bert Show.